With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the United States and Russia have made their biggest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history. Moscow released Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich and Michigan corporate security executive Paul Whelan, along with dissident Vladimir Karamurza and journalist Alsu Kurmasheva. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he's so relieved for the families.
I spent a lot of time with the families of Evan and Paul and Alsu. And most of the time, as you can imagine, those are tough conversations. But not today. Today was a very good day. And we're going to build on it.
Russia received Vadim Krasikov, who was in a German prison convicted of killing a Chechen rebel in a Berlin park. GOP vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance visited the Arizona-Mexico border and accused Vice President Kamala Harris of doing a bad job there.
Kamala Harris came into office making promises, and she kept those promises to open the American southern border. They stopped deportations on day one. They stopped construction of the border wall on day one. We see the border wall sitting here, ready to be completed behind us, and that can't happen because of Kamala Harris's administration.
Meanwhile, as Harris prepares to decide on a running mate, three Democrats thought to be on her short list, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, did nothing Thursday to suggest they aren't still in contention. The U.S. government announced it's recognizing opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the winner of Venezuela's presidential election, despite the country's electoral authority giving the victory to President Nicolas Maduro. This is SRN News. A federal judge has ordered UCLA to craft a plan to protect Jewish students.
The move comes months after pro-Palestinian protests broke out on campus. In a lawsuit against the university, three Jewish students alleged they experienced discrimination on campus and that the university did not do enough to stop it. The protests at UCLA were part of demonstrations on campuses nationwide against the Israel-Hamas war. The university says it is committed to combating anti-Semitism in all forms. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Texas sued the Biden administration over a federal program that provides contraceptives to teenagers without parental consent. At issue is a Title X program which gives minors access to confidential contraception. A Texas judge ruled that parents' approval was required, but the Biden administration issued a new rule that prevents Title X providers from requiring the consent of parents or guardians. SRN News. A new AP poll looks at potential running mates for Kamala Harris. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Arizona Senator Mark Kelly has more name recognition and higher favorability among Democrats, according to the survey by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. 45% of Democrats and 3 in 10 American adults have a favorable opinion of Kelly. About 2 in 10 have a negative view, and about half don't know enough to have an opinion about him. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, another front runner, is seen favorably by 4 in 10 adults in the Northeast, but nationally, 6 in 10 don't know enough about him. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is a relative unknown among 7 in 10 Americans, and those with a view are evenly split. Jennifer King, Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton honored the late Sheila Jackson Lee at a memorial service in Houston. The Texas Democrat died July 19th at the age of 74. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.